This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back in it on a 7 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. Ben Maller coming up in about 10 minutes. The guy from L.A. and the guys from Kansas City discuss.
A game in Brazil.
Gotta love it.
Even admitted, he goes, man, as an L.A. guy, I don't get to see the Chiefs this year. I'm pretty pissed about that.
I had to break his heart. Well.
Yeah.
There's a chance it could be a Melbourne game next year against an L.A. team and Kansas City team.
Yep, but at least he'll get the Charger game next year.
Ah, crap! but, Mac, this is time to shine for you, man. We are one day away, and you've got one last Chiefs question for us.
It's crazy we started this with triple digits, I feel like.
100 days.
Yeah, and now we're here with one. I'm so excited. Ready to go. The Chiefs win if. That is the question. 913-586-7965. The Chiefs win this game if.
Oh, this game. I was thinking the whole thing.
Oh. Let's start with week one, Bob. We're one day away. Let's just a week at a time here.
Let's blow our load Thursday, September 4th.
We were finishing it all off the right way. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl if.
I know that I'm hard.
They show up this year. I know that I'm hard.
I love that I get tweeted that now.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, I've there we go. It. The drop is working.
So the Chiefs win tomorrow night in Brazil if blank happens. Again, 913-586-7965.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just think if Josh Simmons is the guy, you know, like that's going to be, I know we're all going to be watching him, right? It's going to be the main, I think, point of viewing for a lot of us. And if he's out there and he's the guy and Patrick Mahomes never once has to look that direction, Chiefs will win this football game.
Yeah, mine's like a combo, chili cheese on the fry. I think you got to stop the run if you want to take it from a defensive perspective, right? Spags is still there. The unit is still there. You've got a couple new additions on the D-line. You actually do have a week one starter in Charles Omenihu, which I think is going slept on, I will say.
When was the last time he played week one for us, you know?
So, never.
I know. I don't think he has. Yeah.
No, he hadn't played week one for the Chiefs in his entire tenure here, which was, 3 years?
But still.
Yeah. So, the run that they're going to do, Amarian Hampton is going to get the ball. Najee Harris is going to get the ball. They're going to run the ball 30 times because what do you do to keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hand? You maintain possession. How do you maintain possession? You hope you can keep your running game going. You stop the run and you dare Justin Herbert to throw against you and try to be that guy, I'll take the advantage on the Chiefs defense over that. I also think that if you score on your first drive, that double factos that, right? If you go out there, stop the run, because you know if they win the toss, they'll defer.
They'll defer.
You know if the Chargers win the toss, they'll defer. They'll defer.
Sure.
But if you stop the run on their first drive, and then you go down the field and you score on your famous 15 plays or whatever it is, your scripted 10, and you go down there and score, you're up 7-0, they've had the ball, they're not going to be able to run as much as they want to. And we know this all too well, that the Chiefs can take people out of their game plan immediately.
Yep.
They've done it to Baltimore in the playoffs, they've done it to Buffalo in the playoffs, they've done it to other teams in the playoffs. And then I'm with you, man. I'm with, if Simmons is what we saw in the preseason, I know there was a lot of people on the text line, a lot of people on the chats and saying, guys, he's playing against backups. He's not doing this. If he can be that guy that gives Patrick Mahomes that protection and that trust, big trust, if he can give him that and you can see that Patrick Mahomes isn't looking over his left shoulder, he's able to find Xavier Worthy, he's able to find Travis Kelce, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, those type of guys out there without having to worry, that's bad news for the Chargers. And that's my Chiefs win. If all that stuff obviously is kind of coagulated together, you could take more out of that if you want to. But I think if you can stop the run, score on your first drive, and Josh Simmons is him, you're winning this game, and it may not be close.
You know, I'll throw a little shade at the people about Josh Simmons. He played against the Bears' number one defense, guys, in the most important alleged preseason game, and we didn't hear his name mentioned one time in that game, right? So I do feel like if you're using the excuse of he played against backups, I don't necessarily buy into that because of against the Bears' starting defense. So he did play against those starters, you know, in that game. So I'm ready for him to see what he can do, and I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's going to be really good out there, and I don't think we're going to have to worry much about Josh Simmons playing at left tackle this year. And I think those fears, I feel like, maybe it's because I want to feel this way, I feel like those fears are going to be alleviated very early in this game. By halftime, we're all going to sit back and go, okay, we got our guy at that left tackle spot. I think we're all going to feel very comfortable with him by halftime. He will make mistakes. Every rookie does. Every human being makes mistakes on that team. It just won't be compounded. It just won't be a lot. It's going to be a very clean field this year, I believe, for Patrick Mahomes. But really, quite honestly, now the onus is on that entire offensive line. You've paid Trey Smith. You've paid Creed Humphrey. You've got a number one pick at left tackle. You've paid your right tackle. You've got a lot of money invested in a swing tackle in Jalen Moore. You've got a second round pick at your left guard position right now. Like, there are no more excuses for the offensive line. Those are done. If they don't get the job done this year, then they misjudged the talent on the offensive line. That's what we'll say about that, because they've paid all these guys. They're all veteran guys except your left tackle. He's a number one pick, would have been a top five, top 10 pick had he not had the injury situation. So there are no more excuses. Yeah.
I'm just getting that on record.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a combination of Veach and Reed and Andy Heck. I mean, Andy Reid's always been one of those guys, just give me five guys on the offensive line and I'll make it work. Hasn't really worked all that well the last couple of years, right? It hasn't worked all that well the last couple of years. So to me, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit on the coaching. It's a little bit on the talent. It's a little bit on everything. I think everybody's involved in this. But, like, the excuses for the offensive line are gone now. There's no reason you can't get third and one and get a yard. I mean, you have to go out and do that.
Josh Simmons, Ashton Delotti, Tyquan Thornton, just those three names. Sacks is what I want to see from the 816. Simmons and Kelce, if Kelce looks like the days of old and running, and the running game gets going, we win. I'd love to see Pacheco go off. If Hollywood or Juju effectively slide into that Rashee Rice role, that's obviously something everyone will be watching. How do they make up for the absence of number four?
We won't. We'll do because nobody's going to live up to that athleticism and speed and the ability that he had. You just hope to maintain a little bit of consistency. And then when he gets back, then you blow the lid off this thing, you know?
And the Chiefs win if they get two sacks or McDuffie pick six.
Oh, a pick six would be nice.
That'd
be sick.
Yeah, yeah, again this year?
Yeah, I mean, the odds of you winning a game.
And pick the script.
Yeah.
Yes. And McDuffie gets an interception.
Yeah, McDuffie gets that pick, right? Yeah, absolutely. But, no, I mean, if it happens and anybody gets a pick six, you're probably going to win this game. The odds are so much more in your favor. But I'd like it to be a little old school, quite honestly, where I don't care if they receive. That never bothers me. Receive, go down the field, score a touchdown, force the Chargers to go three and out, score another touchdown, be up 14. Nothing. That's the old school Chiefs. Like, if you're going to revert back to that offense and have that fun and be explosive again, that's the type of offense that I want to see, that early 14-0 lead. And I don't want to see them settling for field goals. I think over the last couple of years, they've done a lot of settling for three instead of going for seven and scoring touchdowns. There have been a lot of field goals kicked.
Mac, Chiefs win if for you.
I feel like Bob on this one. I just think this team's winning this game. I think if Mahomes shows up with the pulse, he's going to win this football game. He's going to avenge what happened last season, and that starts with this game one, with the whole world watching. 28 million people are going to be watching on Friday. Maybe it's less because it's a Friday. Maybe it's 20 million. Okay, there's going to be a crap ton of people watching, and he's going to make sure to right all of the wrongs that have been said this offseason. In reality, if you want me something tangible, one deep ball. Give me one deep ball. I think the floodgates could open for this offense. I think they've been waiting now two full seasons to really have the chance to get going, to show firecrackers.
Really
show
three full seasons when you think about it. I mean, last year obviously was not where they wanted it to be. The year prior was Kadrapius Toney and that mess that led to a Super Bowl. And so they've been like for 2 years trying to figure this thing out from an offensive standpoint.
Yep.
And normally, like you said something there that just is so ridiculously stupid, but when it's to Patrick Mahomes, it's so ridiculously smart. And that's the revenge thing. Like we talk about revenge in sports all the time and playing with that, you know, that chip on your shoulder and all that kind of stuff. And that's hairy high school stuff. But with Patrick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Patrick Mahomes, that's reality. And so when you say revenge for Mahomes, more often than not, you roll your eye, okay, fine, whatever, revenge. But with Patrick Mahomes, you're like, no, that counts.
Yes,
and, and when you said that, I'm like, 35-0. like they've got a lot to prove. And when they've got a lot to prove, they go out there and they prove it, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.